12. Telecommunications. Personality, social media, and marketing. In America last year, people spent $170 billion on direct marketing, junk mail of both the physical and electronic varieties. Yet of those who received unsolicited adverts through the post, only 3% bought anything as a result. And for online adverts, the conversion into sales was a minuscule 0.01%. That means about $165 billion was spent not on bringing new business, but on annoying people, creating landfill, and cluttering spam filters. Marketing departments gather terabytes of data on potential customers, spend fortunes on software to analyze their spending habits, and carefully segment the data to calibrate their campaigns to appeal to specific groups. And they still get it wrong. According to Eben Haber, leader of IBM's research center in San Jose, California, the problem is that firms are trying to understand their customers by studying their demographics, age, sex, marital status, dwelling place, income, and so on, and their existing buying habits. That approach, he believes, is flawed. What they need is a way to discover the deep psychological profiles of their customers, including their personalities, values, and needs. Of course, people are unlikely to want to take personality tests so that marketing departments around the world can intrude even more on their lives than happens already. But Dr. Haber thinks he can get around that, at least for users of Twitter. He and his team have developed software that takes streams of tweets from this social medium and searches them for words that indicate a tweeter's personality, values, and needs. Dr. Haber matches word use with two sets of traits not directly related to personality. These are people's values, things they consider to be good, beneficial, and important, such as loyalty, accuracy, and self-enhancement, and their needs, things they feel they cannot live without, such as excitement, control, or acceptance. His software was able to analyze someone's personality reasonably well from just 50 tweets, and very well indeed from 200. Dr. Haber says the new software has the potential to serve people as individuals rather than vague demographic blurs.